Access number 28679, Mr. Albert Earl, Reel 3. Now, we were talking about your time at Brentford and just going through the course, basically. Any events during the course or anything you remember or specific incidents before we get to your passing out? Or was it just a period of hard graft?
It was very hard. I did go sick with tonsillitis halfway through the course, which was quite amused my mother, because she said, "Well, you haven't got any tonsils, you had them out when you were 5 years old." But anyway, I was in hospital for a few days with tonsillitis. Apart from that, as I was saying, we used to have church parade every Sunday morning, and if you were smart enough, you got off church parade and sneaked home on the bus for the day. But no, there's nothing I can.
How were you remember. Assessed? Were you sort of, you know, or was there a passing out before passing out parade? If you see what I mean.
Well, it wasn't really a passing out parade, because everybody went, unless you were anything happened to you and they were decided you were unfit and not fit to be an infantryman, and then you were transferred to somewhere else. But otherwise, that was it. You finished your training and you were posted to a unit.
Where were you posted to?
I was posted to the 12th Battalion Royal Fusiliers in the New Forest.
Do you know whereabouts in the New Forest?
Near Lyndhurst. It was called Ashford Camp, but it was just a camp under canvas.
And what were your first? So this would be Mayish.
Yes.
And what were your first impressions of your new, well, the unit, your battalion? I mean, how did they sort of receive you and take you in, assign you to come?
Well, of course, we were rookies to the going into the battalion, so we had to learn the ropes, but it wasn't too bad to begin with. But we had a lot of marching and fitness training. Route marches started now in earnest, and you'd have build up 15 miles, 20 mile route marches, and field firing as part of a battalion. Now you were allocated to a platoon and in a company.
Which company were you?
Z Company.
And so you saw on continuation training, basically. Were the whole battalion new, or were there many, or were most of the battalion new, or were was there a?
No, we were reinforcements.
So, what do you remember next about this period of training?
Not a lot, really. I've forgotten most of it. I suppose I only remember the good bits. We were moved around a lot every 3 months. We went from Ashford Camp into Bournemouth, in the centre of Bournemouth, which was quite good. The training was still pretty hard. We had our physical training and on a sports ground, and we did have access to a swimming pool once a week, which was quite good. But then we started doing a lot of field work training, which was quite hard, because you had to march there, which was probably quite a few miles, and then you do your training. Field training.
What was it like? Can you tell us a bit more detail about the field exercises or training?
Well, they'd they'd decide where the enemy was, and it was usually in a pretty awkward place, on up a hill or something, so that you had to work your way round to capture whatever it was supposed to be, and you'd have people watching you all the time to see if you were keeping your head down and that kind of thing. I mean, as far as we were concerned, the officers had a scheme which they'd worked out, and they were going to practice using us to do it. And half the time, we didn't know what was going on. We just did as we were told.
Now, was there any what they now call battle inoculation? You know, people finding machine guns over your head, big bang, things like that.
Yeah. But that wasn't frequent. That wasn't often.
Now, how were you settling into your new company? I mean, how did you get on with the lads?
Okay. Yeah, they were all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no problems?
No.
And any friends there, make any friends there, or was it difficult?
In retrospect, I did make a friend. He wasn't a friend while we were there, but later on in life, he did become a friend, if you know what I mean. It was like that. It was all transient. People kept changing all the time.
Even once you were with the battalion?
Mm.
And what about the NCOs? What were they like with the 12th?
In the battalion, they were okay. They were better. They were more human than the ones in the training centre. I mean, one got the impression that in the training centre they were making life as difficult as they could for you.
So this is much better, more friendly.
Yes.
They know this stuff?
Yes.
And what about the officers? Any you remember in particular? At this stage?
Some of them, they were mad brain. They put us through as difficult tasks as they could, you know, made it really awkward. And took us out on these difficult field training courses as often as they could, and then you'd come back and have to clean yourself up and parade later and be inspected and things like that. Yeah, it was just awkward, and you got the feeling that they enjoyed it.
Do you think it was worthwhile for your training? I mean, that it did you good, or do you think they were just being awkward for the sake of it?
It was good because if we could leap ahead a bit, when you needed to know these things, you could see the reason for it all.
Right. Now, how long were you? So you're at Bournemouth. How long were you at Bournemouth? I have the impression of some more moves.
It was about 3 months at Bournemouth, and then we moved on to Winchester. And
anything happened there?
We were there. It was a camp, a Nissen hut camp. It was quite nice, really. We had. The speciality there was cross country running. Well, I was good at running, so it didn't worry me. But we had this difficult cross country run where we I don't know how many miles it was, probably about five. We had to cross like a double river. And climb a steep hill and come down the other side and cross the rivers again. Well, I could swim, so I just dived in the river and swam across, but a lot couldn't swim, so they had to go across on a rope and things like that. So it was very difficult for some, but I quite enjoyed it, actually.
Anything else about Winchester?
I must emphasise weapon training. We did weapon training every day. Rifle drill, rifle training, and we learnt to fall down in the firing position, which I found a great benefit later on.
This is all one more big step forward than new weapons training from Brentford.
Mm. Mm.
Any new weapons being introduced, or just the same basic?
The same. Mm-hmm.
So what next after Winchester?
Winchester, we then went down to Cosham.
Cosham?
That is Portsmouth. Just by Portsmouth. Much of the same. Still training, still waiting to be. If you can remember, the war was. There was a big pause, wasn't it? It was after Dunkirk. We were back on our own soil, and nothing was happening very much. So everybody was sort of sitting in this country. Still training and waiting for something to do, and then the desert fighting started, and presumably we might have gone there, but by the time when our turn came to go on active service, then they'd already gone into Sicily and Southern Italy.
Now, so anything happened at Cosham, or was that your last posting in England?
Yes. Nothing much happened there. Still the same sort of training.
So what's the backup to your posting? Because you in November you go overseas, November 43. So this whole period is taken from May 42 to November 43 overall.
Yeah.
What preparations were there for being posted overseas?
Well, it was really getting the battalion, as a battalion, prepared so that everybody knew their position, you know, the company headquarters, support company. It was not only us, it was brain gun carriers and all the other support units were all you were gradually working up to overall exercises where the whole battalion worked and in effect fought another unit. So by the time we were ready to go abroad, we'd done all that.
Now, what about embarkation matters, vaccinations, leave, any of that?
Had embarkation leave.
What
and
did you do with yours?
Can't remember. Nothing much really to do. I suppose I circulated, and it was only 2 weeks anyway, so say goodbye to everybody and then off you go.
Now, what happened? So what, you went on the Dominion Monarch, I believe.
That's right, yes.
The whole battalion went?
Yes.
Now, what do you remember about the voyage? I mean, firstly, you boarded at Liverpool. What were your first impressions of the ship? What was she like? What was your accommodation on her like?
Well, it was a big ship, a very large. In peacetime, it was a refrigerator meat ship on the New Zealand run. So it was pretty spacious, but we were packed in, crammed in to the deck, some with hammocks, some sleeping on the floor, you know, as many as you could get into every area, and. We went out in a very big convoy.
Now, what was it like in those crowded conditions below decks? What physically?
It was pretty awful, especially when it got rough. I mean, there was nothing much you could do. When you settled down for the night, that was about it. The whole deck was covered, and I was in a hammock, and which was very uncomfortable, I found. I don't know how people sleep in hammocks, but still.
You couldn't get used to it.
No, and...
Seasickness? Were you seasick?
Yes.
How bad was it?
Not bad. Once only, and then I was okay after that. But
you were going in a big convoy, were you? What was the convoy like and the route you took?
Being the largest vessel, we were the flagship of the convoy, so the others were all smaller ships all round. I don't know how many there are, I can't remember. Escorted by battleships, and we took a long time to get there because we went a big circular, you know, halfway across the Atlantic, beyond the Azores, and then back into the Mediterranean.
You came through the Mediterranean, though, not round the long.
Not round, no, through. It was open by then, and went down to Port Said. But
did you enjoy as the weather got better in the Mediterranean? Was it a pleasant trip? Or
it was, yes, in the Mediterranean. It was, yes. You know, somehow or another, we knew where we were and what islands we were passing. You know, passing Pantelleria and Malta. One thing I do remember, though, we were all on deck, emergency on deck, and we were all on deck there, standing, watching, thinking it was an exercise, and watching a battleship speeding along at a terrific rate and firing depth charges, and afterwards we discovered that there was a U-boat there, and they were chasing after it. Whether they got it or not, I don't know. But anyway, we got through safely, and there were no casualties.
So you didn't see torpedoes or anything. You just saw the destroyers, I presume.
Yes. Yes.
Dealing with the submarine.
Mm, mm.
Now, what about the landing? Do you remember disembarking at Port Said? Your first impressions, or?
Well, yes, the Arabs were a bit of a shock on the quayside, you know, rushing about and trying to sell things, and they were using them to unload stuff off the ship, and I mean, we really just stood with our mouths open watching it all happen. And then we were loaded onto trucks and taken to the infantry training center in near Ismailia.
That's in the Bitter Lakes, there, is it?
Mm.
And what was the accommodation there? Was it tent or
tents? Tents, yes.
Now, what were the tents like? How many in them, and what were they like as for their use?
They were ridge tents. I think they were called 12 man tents. You have six down each side.
And how comfortable were they in the conditions?
Not comfortable at all. You just slept on the floor. You put your ground sheet down and slept on the ground. In some cases, we had to... that was later on in Palestine. We had to... make a little trench in the ground and put our rifle in it and sleep on our rifle. See,
that's to avoid people stealing it.
How comfortable that was.
Now, what about the climate? How's the climate impacting on you? It's winter, but I mean,
it was very hot. It was very hot, and we were in tropical kit, and then more training to get used to the. To the heat, and that was exhausting.
How did you find the heat yourself? I mean, was it something you got used to quickly, or did you find it, because some people really suffer?
I think I got used to it fairly quickly, but it was hard, the training in the heat, doing the same things over again. And
now, what were you doing?
Well, we used to. There were a couple of hills there, which the instructors liked to call the little flea and the big flea. We started off by running up the little flea, you know, in just ordinary KD, and then we gradually had to build up and do it in battle dress, and then we'd start on the big flea, and you'd finish off going up the big flea in battle dress, carrying all your gear, you know, even a full water bottle and gas case. That was very hard, but anyway, we survived.
Now, any other sorts of training you were doing?
No, I think that's all we did there.
You were allowed to swim in the Bitter Lake. Now, I'm surprised at that, because it's got various infestations in there. You went swimming, though?
Mm. Yeah, we were allowed. It's salt water, so because it's open to the sea. So, I mean, the canals or whatever they were, there we weren't allowed anywhere near those. But the natives used to do everything in them.
Was it pleasant swimming in the Bitter Lakes? Would you go often?
Not really. We'd go every day if we had the chance, because it was, something to do and something pleasant to do. I mean, the water was very warm, so it was quite nice.
Now, what about you? You were allowed out in Ismailia. I don't think you went to Cairo at this time, but you were allowed out in Ismailia.
Mm.
Now, what was that like, and how did you get on with the Arabs?
Well, we kept clear of them, actually, as much as possible. There was
or Egyptians, rather, sorry.
Yeah, we were only allowed in certain areas, and it was generally there was a canteen there which we would visit, and it was only a short visit anyway.
Now, how long were you at Ismailia? From this would be December 43. How long?
Not very long. It was another training session. So when the training session was finished, it was only a few weeks, and then we were posted to the King's Own Royal Regiment.
So was the 12th Battalion broken up?
Yes. Well, I don't know whether it was broken up or not, but we were just extracted from it, in England, and sent off willy-nilly, really.
Because I thought you said, was it not the whole battalion went?
No.
So it's just a draft?
A draft, yes.
Because it says in your notes you went with the 12th Battalion Royal Fusiliers, but you didn't. You just went with a draft from the 12th.
That's right, yes.
No, that makes it a lot clearer than what happens when you get there.
Mm.
Now, so you were posted to who?
We reinforced the 8th Battalion, King's Own Royal Regiment. But then things were going wrong, because the 1st Battalion of the King's Own were fighting in Crete, and they got either captured or killed, and there were only 8 people survived. And so then the 8th Battalion were then amalgamated with these 8 people and called the 1st Battalion. And that happened in Palestine, Gaza.
So that's where you joined them?
Yes.
Gaza was where you were based, was it?
Yes.
And this was, what, January 44? It says early 44.
Yeah.
Now, what was the unit like? I mean, it's a strange situation. It's meant to be a regular battalion, but in actual fact, it's in the 8th. You know,
it's the 8th Battalion, who had been based on Malta you know, a mortar was sieged, and they had a bad time food wise and everything, you know, because they weren't getting supplies through. So, and majority of those were North Country guys, so we were really the Cockneys joining them, and they tried to give us a bad time, really.
And now, how did they try and give you a bad time? Because, I mean, did they bully you, or what did they do?
Well, they took the mickey, really. Not you can't call it bullying. I mean, they just took the mickey at every opportunity. But, I mean, that soon settled down. But
now, where were you at Gaza? What were you? What was you again in a tented camp? I presume.
In a tented camp, yeah, miles from anywhere.
And you get a job as company clerk at the time, or de facto company runner. Now, can you talk a bit about that? And also, I don't know whether you know which company you were in.
D Company.
Were you in that all the time?
Yes. What I'm trying to say was, they were a unit. They had been together for a new number of years on Malta, and we were sort of intruders coming in. So I was quite privileged, really, to be allowed to help this company clerk, and you know, if he was absent for leave or anything like that, to take over from him. So,
you do? What was the role of the company clerk? What did he do in the unit?
Payroll.
And what did that involve?
Calculating the pay for anyone who wanted paying
and
in the company, keeping the records. Yes, so I got that job.
What else?
Because he didn't like doing it. You had to issue company orders every day.
Now, can you explain what that was?
Well, it was just a program for the following day, more or less. And any reports of things happening to people.
Just saying where people were, if they were
like a day sheet, really. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anything else as assistant company clerk? I know it's a long time ago.
I can't remember, really. I mean, you had to keep the role of people and who was coming and who was going and what was happening to them.
So the nominal role.
Just records, yes.
And did you enjoy this work?
I did, yes.
Fitted in with.
Mm-hmm.